For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau. Some Illinois schools are about 2 weeks away from opening their doors, which is why Governor Bruce Rauner wants to get the latest plan to pay for schools on his desk as soon as possible. Democrats in the Illinois Senate last week said they'd send the plan to the governor later today. Rauner says he will strip out extra money for Chicago schools and then send the plan back to lawmakers. If lawmakers don't agree, some schools across the state could not have enough money to open in a few weeks. Also, Illinois Democrats are skipping one of their political traditions this year. Democratic leaders last week announced that they will not have a formal rally at the Illinois State Fair for Democrat Day. The day is the annual opportunity for Democrats to mingle and rally while enjoying the beauty of the Illinois State Fair. Democrat leaders say they will still have a chairman's breakfast earlier in the day at a Springfield hotel that will be where the speeches and rallies will take place this year. For more local news, visit our website at effinghamradio.com or download the Effingham Radio app. For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau.
I'm Cole Lauterbach, and this is the Illinois Radio Network. A longtime ban on switchblade-style knives in the state could soon be overturned. Scott Bertram has more.
A bill on the governor's desk would legalize spring-assisted devices in Illinois. State Senator Tim Bivens says there's no reason to keep the prohibition in place.
It was an archaic law that was passed 40 or 50 years ago, more than likely in response to musicals like West Side Story, created a little panic, as sometimes does, and you get overreaction.
He says the knives have practical use in public safety, construction, and elsewhere. Bivens points out law enforcement had no serious objections to removing the ban.
All the police organizations were fine. They had no problem with the bill. Certainly those that carry the spring-assisted knives don't want to operate illegally, so I think everybody's fine with it.
Only FOID card holders would be eligible to own the knives, but Bivens says lawmakers soon could remove that restriction. I'm Scott Bertram.
For the Illinois Radio Network, I'm Cole Lauterbach.